Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. Pleased to bring to the microphone our good friend, Preds TV analyst Chris Mason, driven by Freeland Chevrolet, also brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. C-Mace, what's going on, my man? How are you?
What's up, guys? Doing good. Just getting ready to head over to the Bell Center.
The great city of Montreal. I heard you can have a pretty good time in that city.
It's a great city, and I'll tell you what, the poutine here is phenomenal.
The poutine and the bag chucking.
That's right.
Elite.
Yes, they go hand in hand.
Well, C-Mace, it's been two really incredible back-to-back performances from UC Soros, back-to-back shutouts against the Dallas Stars. Look, it's no secret, back in November, December, you looked at the numbers for Soros. They were not good. He was struggling. He has been so much better as of late. What have you noticed specifically in Soros' game that's led to this uptick in production where he's been one of the best goalies in the league over the course of the last month?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can just see when a goalie's on just how in control. They almost make the game look easy. He's just so efficient with his move, the way that he anticipates the play. It's like any sport. When you get in that zone, the game slows down for you. And I think since January 10th, I think he's best save percentage in the NHL, third in goals against. Like, he's just, every single night, he's giving these guys a chance. And, at this point of the season, especially with the way the Preds season's gone and the situation that they're in, they need that type of goaltending, because it's all been, a lot of one-goal games. You saw the last two games against Dallas. It's going to be a lot of special teams. And the way Soros has played and just the saves that he's making, the guys are doing, I think, a lot better job in front of him in terms of, the amount of the breakdowns. I think they've cleaned up that. There's not as many, but every game, no matter what, no matter how good you play, you're going to give up scoring chances. And when they've done that, Soros is there to make those saves. And he's just, you can just see his rebound control. He's not scrambling in there. And the guys are doing a good job clearing the rebound. So combination of Soros playing at the top of his game and the guys cleaning it up a little bit defensively is a pretty good combination right now.
And of course, Chris, you got a back-to-back coming up, this huge one, at Columbus, at Minnesota. Back-to-backs actually next three weekends. I know, tough time out for Pekka Rinne in his last time. We expect to see mostly Soros here, but how do you think he will rebound, and how important is Pekka given that, a bunch of back-to-backs are coming up here?
Oh, I mean, that's the thing, is whatever goalie's in the net is the most important guy on your team as far as I'm concerned. And Pekka's had, it's been one of those years. I've had a year like he's going through right now, and it's tough to swallow. It seems like every time he gets in there, when those games, it's almost like everything that can go wrong does go wrong. He played those two incredible games, St. Louis and Chicago, and then he gets sick, misses a start probably. Assuming he would have got one or two in that week, misses one of that, and then he comes in for that game. And it was just one of those games again. But he's going to be very important going down, because any game that he's playing, those 2 points are just as valuable as any of the other ones. So they're definitely going to need both guys. And then, if they get into playoffs, you never know what happens within a series. So Peck is still a very, very important part of this team, no question.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us. And C-Mace, we spent the better part of a year in this market talking about the power play and the struggles that have gone along with it. Three games in a row, they've got goals on the power play. All three goals scored against the Stars were power play goals. What do you think's clicking right now with the power play units for the Preds?
I think that they're moving the puck. They're making a couple quick passes, and they're getting it on net. So I think before I felt like they'd move around the perimeter too much, and they would wait for a perfect shot, and just end up forcing it. Just easy to play against. Now I think they're just direct, couple quick passes. Their opening lanes are getting shots on net. When they get shots on net, that's when penalty killers have to work, because you have to come all the way back down to the net. And then in the power play, if you outwork the penalty kill, you hunt down those rebounds, and then you get the penalty kill running around. And I think the Predators are doing a much better job of just taking a direct approach of couple quick passes, puck to the net with traffic, couple quick passes, puck to the net with traffic. And it seems to be working. And then, you know, other plays open up. They've made a couple of really nice seam plays across the box through the middle of the ice. So, confidence has a lot to do with that too. But I think for me, it's the direct approach that they're taking. They're not messing around. They're not trying to make the perfect play. They're just getting pucks to the net.
Chris, some of their best wins and probably best performances of late have come against division rivals, huge games, St. Louis, Dallas. And in both instances, we saw Jared Tenorti and some other guys, but Tenorti in particular, you know, kind of make his presence known in the face of Robert Bortuzzo, in the face of Corey Perry. Do you think that there's a link there between, you know, sort of standing up for teammates in those games and how they played? And then also, what do you think this has done for Tenorti's spot in that locker room?
Oh man, like I've been blown away by, you know, the way that he's handled these situations, because I even said on the broadcast, he wasn't even here when both of those incidents happened, you know, and for him to just have the understanding that, you know, he's a big physical guy and he can have that kind of presence. You see how teams play differently. Dallas still play hard and they're a physical team, but it wasn't the same as you know, you'd normally see against Dallas. You know, Preds have, you know, a smaller team, not as physical on the back end as the Dallas forwards are. So it can be a mismatch a little bit. I think we saw that a little bit last year in the playoffs. But with him there, the dynamic changes. And I think teams have to take note of that. When you go to the net, you know, you don't just have, you know, Ryan Ellis or, you know, Roman Josi in your face. You got a big bruising guy who's willing to drop the mitts. He's an intimidating, you know, factor out there. And that really does play a difference in the way teams approach and play the Predators. And I think for the Predators, you know what it's like when you're going into a squabble and you have that the big tough friend with you. Well, you grow a couple inches too, right? So I think that that's the case with Tenorti. I think everyone can play a little tougher, and you know, he does make a difference. And you can see the way other players, they know when he's out there. They know when he's in front of the net. They don't take the same liberties when he's on the ice, and I think that's a huge advantage and something the Predators really needed.
Chris, last thing for you here. Obviously, playing against Montreal tonight, there's a very familiar face on the other side, your former teammate and your friend Shea Weber. Earlier this season, it was reported he might be out for the rest of the year. And then it was 4 to 6 weeks. And then in typical Shea Weber fashion, he's back like a week and a half later, because that's just what he does. What have you seen out of Shea's game this year, and a really cool pace that he's on? If he continues to stay healthy and play, 1,000 career NHL games could be on April 1st in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. So here's to hoping he's able to continue to stay healthy and play well.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends in the game. There's no question about that. And you know, he's just one of those guys. He's a freak of nature physically. And you know, honestly, we all, like Hal Gill and I, when we found out he was playing that next game or whatever, after they said he was pretty much done for the season, we just chuckled to each other, but weren't really surprised that he was back. But he's such a great player and leader, and he's found a way to adapt in this game. You know, he's not maybe the quickest defenseman, but he's still a very capable skater. He's a very good puck mover, and he's got the offensive side, you know, offensive skills to go with it. So that would be amazing if he could make the 1,000 games in Nashville, and it'd be special for him, and I think for the fans too. And the way Montreal season's gone, it's been a tough season with all the injuries that they've had. I think that'd be a really cool moment for Shea, his family, and for Preds fans as well.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Morning Drive. C-Mace, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Chris Mason, as always, brought to you by Freeland Chevrolet and Smoky Mountain Tops. really cool. It's always fun to watch, you know, Shea Weber play. If you've been a Predators fan for any length of time, you know the impact that Shea had on the franchise here, on hockey in Nashville in general. I would probably still contend to this day that other than Pekka Rinne, he's probably the most important player in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one. I think that's an easy one, too. So who's three?
Well, that's a good question.
Maybe that's not easy, right?
It's not easy.
Do you go back? Do you go, you know, do you go back to the early days?
Legwand?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking Legwand.
Yeah, you know? I don't know if I'd put Legwand there. I know he's got, like, all the records, but, I mean, that'll happen when you're here for 15 years or however long he was.
Yeah, but that's also part of being beloved, right?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a really good question.
That'd be a good poll for people. Who's number three?
Fisher, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, Fisher would certainly have to be in that discussion.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, either way, it's going to be interesting to watch how the Predators respond tonight, because you heard C-Mace talk about it there. You feel good about the goaltending right now. The power play's clicking right now. But we've seen this year where things appear to be going well. You think you've got things figured out and are moving in the right direction, and then things just go off the rails, whether it's a game like Edmonton where they had, several games throughout the season. They've lost twice to Anaheim. They've lost to the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, there have been games, the LA Kings they've lost to. I mean, there have been several games throughout the season where you point to and you say, I mean, that's probably a game and an effort that you'd like back there. To me, you can't really afford to have that tonight. With as tight as the race is in the Western Conference, you got to beat teams like Montreal that you should beat on paper.
Well, and, you know, Pierre LeBrun just actually ran a piece on how dangerous, you know, this compressed schedule is late in the year for players. And, I mean, the Preds certainly are no exception. They had a lot of games in hand on people. Here's a rare instance of 2 days of rest before a game. So jump on that and take advantage of 2 days of rest, because – and then it's going to be day off game, game. You know, and those multi-day rests are going to be few and far between until the end. So you want to, you know, you want to have spring in your step when you get them.
Yeah, I mean, luckily when they come back from this trip, you're going to have 3 days off in between your games. When you come back after Sunday's game against Minnesota, you got three days off before you play again after that. But you're right. I mean, this is going to be a grind this next stretch here. And I think not only physically, it's tough to get through. I think mentally, you have to make sure that your focus and just your sharpness is where it needs to be on a nightly basis. And they've struggled with that at times this year. To me, the situation is so big now, and every game is so crucial. That should not be something they struggle with at this point, at least in my opinion.
Oh, you're not wrong. Doesn't mean it'll happen, but you're not wrong.
Well, we'll continue this discussion on the other side of the break. A big game tonight for the Preds. Who needs to step up during this stretch here and get the job done for them as they close out the regular season in their playoff push? We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.